The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The people were wondering, will Jesus come to the feast? Well, we know that Jesus went to the feast. But Jesus did not go to the feast as a spectator. Jesus went to the feast to be the servant who washed the feet of his disciples on Holy Thursday, to reconcile with them and with each other. Although they followed him, but as you know, they didn't want to go to Jerusalem. They were arguing among each other who would sit on his right or his left. There were jealousies. They didn't understand what's going to happen despite all the teaching that Jesus shared with them. Jesus went to the feast as the food, not just to celebrate, but to give them his body and blood to eat and drink. He went to the feast to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God who will be sacrificed for all the nations. Jesus went to the feast so God, because of his obedience, will make him new, will raise him from the dead to die no more, and to install him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, Jesus went to the feast knowing what they were going to do to him. Jesus went to the feast freely because he wanted to redeem all people. Will you come to the feast this coming week? Will you come to allow Jesus to wash your feet on Tuesday when we have our sacrament of reconciliation, our penance service? Will you come to the feast to give thanks and praise to God for giving us his Son as the bread of life and the cup of salvation on Holy Thursday? Will you come to the feast on Good Friday as we remember God's unconditional love for us that led him to accept death, even death on the cross? You know, many people will come to the feast on Sunday to celebrate the resurrection. But if you come only on Sunday, you're going to get the wrong understanding of what Holy Week is all about and what God has done for us. Just like the Sanhedrin, they were afraid that if they will let Jesus die, the Romans will come and kill their people. That was not who Jesus was. That's not what he preached. How can they come to that conclusion? If we come only to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we miss what led to that resurrection, that it had to go through the cross. It had to go through being humble to wash one another's feet, to forgive one another. We forget it's all about our sacrifices and the commitments we have to make so that we can be obedient to God's will for each one of us. It's like watching a movie and starting towards the end of the movie, not watching the beginning of the story. Jesus went to the feast as the servant, as the food, as the risen Lord. Will you come to the feast?